Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of December the 17th, 2016, the 17th of Kislev, 5777. This week's message is entitled, Getting a Hold of God, and I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 26. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. You cannot encounter the God of Israel without being transformed. This certainly was Jacob's experience, but not Jacob's only. The Torah and the rest of the scriptures contain all sorts of examples of people whose lives were radically changed as a result of encountering God. What is interesting is how each person's story is unique, which is one of the many aspects that testify to the genuineness of these experiences. Another such aspect is how unusual and unexpected these encounters are. They don't sound made up. The account of God wrestling with Jacob is a case in point. Who would make up a story where the master of the universe initiates a wrestling match with a key character, Jacob, who was in terror of his twin brother's wrath? Not only that, Jacob locks on to God to the point that God requests to be let go. God requests to be let go? And that is only after God permanently injures Jacob's hip. Jacob knows that this was an extraordinary encounter, for he says in chapter 32 and verse 30, I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. One of the questions that arises from this story is, who is really holding on to whom? On one hand, God requests to be let go, and Jacob says he won't until God blesses him. On the other hand, how could it be that Jacob could hold on to God like that? Jacob himself is surprised that he survived this encounter at all, apart from how unusual it was that he held on to God as he did. I like studying theology. I love to grapple with the truths of Scripture in order to get to know God better and how to live life the way he intended. Yet, as I study theology, I sometimes find a disconnect between the way some people try to explain the truths that they supposedly derive from Scripture and the reality of God in the Bible itself. What is often missing is an overwhelming sense of wonder in the attempt to explain the infinite God of the universe. How could we read stories like this one and presume that we could fit the teaching of Scripture into neat little categories or claim to discern how all its loose ends fit together into a fine-tuned system? When I compare the result of the know-it-all attitudes of some teachers with what we actually find in the Scriptures, I'm led to believe that what these people are putting forward is not just lacking in its details, but in the very essence of their teaching. In other words, they are completely misrepresenting both God and His written word. Teaching that is in keeping with the reality of God is one that reflects the examples of the genuine encounters with God that we find in the Bible. This is teaching that leads us to a greater and greater humility before God and people. It is honest about human failure and sin while demonstrating that God is our rescuer through the Messiah. It highlights our need to depend solely on God, putting Him and His agenda first. This kind of teaching never leads us to thinking that we know it all or have God and life figured out. This is why I'm hesitant to embrace an ism or becoming an ist, if you know what I mean. In fact, the more we truly learn the Bible, we discover how much more there is to learn about God and life, not less. This is not to say that what we learn on the way is not valid. Far from it. Whatever we learn about God and His Word today is essential for what we will learn in the future. But we should never think that we can get a handle on God. Like Jacob, we need to learn that the more we get a hold of God, it is actually God who is getting a hold of us, or however it actually works. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.